What is up, guys? Wall J here, and I'm here with my co-host slash producer.
Me.
That's producer Chris, for all of you guys that don't know or know habla. No, I'm fucking annoyed today, bro.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
So, I mean, I explained to you somewhat what's going on, and I'm not going to go into details on the pod because of obvious reasons.
Right.
I mean, what do you do when somebody tries to, you know, play you like that?
I don't know. That's fucked up.
I mean, would you say something? Would you be like, yep, y'all can go suck my ass?
I wouldn't say that, but I would.
Well, that's how I feel, man.
I agree with you.
I feel like pulling down my pants. I'd be like, you bitch, you take a turn. You bitch, you take a turn. You bitch, you take a turn. And make that bitch glisten.
Mm-hmm.
Make it shiny. I want to see some tongue in there. Lick it.
I'd just be telling people, like, look, you know, maybe I need to start looking at venturing elsewhere because I no longer feel that I am welcome or needed here or appreciated. Fuck off.
I'm close, man.
I wouldn't blame you.
Man.
I mean, because, you can't really do that. I mean, you can.
No, I mean,
it's
been done. So
yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Yeah.
It's like I can't get away from it.
But it would definitely do not go quietly into the night.
I won't.
Yeah.
I won't. I mean, I probably won't use those exact words that I used just now, but...
Yeah. Be more PC.
Those are the words that, you know, immediately come to my head.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
For sure. I'd be the same way.
I mean, like, what the fuck, man?
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
Negative Ghost Rider.
I don't want to be too negative and, you know, get people off, you know, off the pod and be like, God, it's so negative.
Right?
Oh my God, what's going on?
That guy, man, he's so mad.
All that for nothing. Because we don't even know what's going on. He's not even telling us the full story. Oh my God. But anyway, so how you been? How was your week?
Not bad. Hot.
Hot as balls, man.
Yeah.
Like my AC keeps freezing. And I'm having to turn off the AC. That's the only way that it's going to get unfrozen. And I'm having to, like, bring the fan into the living room so, you know, so my little girls can, you know, get themselves some air and, you know, like, somewhat of a breeze.
Yeah, it's I was working in the yard the other day. I think it was Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday I was working in the yard. And I only worked in it for, I don't know, maybe an hour. And I packed all my shit up. I was like, I'm out. Done. And I literally came in, was peeling clothes off. And I mean, I still had my work stuff on, so I had long pants. But I had a white t-shirt, you know. But it looked like I'd been swimming. I mean, it really. I started noticing from, you know, because I wear one of those big hats when I'm out there. And
you and all the white people in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
All you guys do.
Yeah. But when I was looking down and I was screwing the boards to the posts, and there's sweat dripping through the hat off the brim that's already soaked up that much.
To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drop down my balls.
It's like, nah, bro, this is stupid. And it was only like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Shit.
I had to stop. I stopped, came back inside, cooled down, and then I went back out at like 7 o'clock that night. Finished it up, what I needed to do. So I'm just...
You waited for the sun to go down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I basically waited for it to get back there behind the woods.
Fuck you, Florida.
Dude, it was hot enough where I started looking at temperatures in states that I want to move to.
Oh, yeah? What states were you looking at? Montana? Like
Montana, Wyoming. Idaho, Wyoming. Yeah.
How did I know that this guy would be looking at those states?
Dude, I literally looked at like...
Welcome to Whitesville.
Oh, yeah. I looked at some little spot in Idaho, and it was like 56 degrees.
Oh, man.
And I was like, sign me fucking up.
Where's my hoodie?
I'm ready to go.
Shit, man. 56 degrees sounds nice right about now.
Dude, it was unreal.
I went in. I did a virtual tour yesterday. So shout out to Altfit Jacks. It's like a aerial pole dancing, you know, studio.
Oh, okay.
And I appreciate they, you know, they giving me the opportunity to do that virtual tour. But I ended, you know, doing it in a snap, you know, took the pictures and left. And I still had an hour and a half before the workout started at the training yard. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I mean, do I wait an hour and a half or do I just go home? So I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to go wait. And I forgot Johnny, who manages the rock gym, he's got a key to the training yard. So I'm there talking to him and I'm like, fuck, man, I'm here super early. And he's like, I can let you in if you want. And I'm like, oh, bet I could just do a workout on my own and just bounce. So he opened up the gym. You know, I changed and he had opened up the door. And I'm like, nah, man, I'm going to close this bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
So I closed the door, bro, and I started lifting weights. And I lifted weights for about an hour. And, bro, when I tell you that I was drenched. But even though it was hot, I was feeling good. I don't know what it was. I wasn't, like, dying in there.
That's good.
Like, I mean, I was sweating profusely, but I felt great.
Like, it's almost weird. It's like that fine line where, you know, it's like I enjoy getting a real good sweat on.
Yeah.
But then if it just goes a little bit more, it's like this is unbearable.
Well, it had to be at least maybe 115 degrees inside of that warehouse.
Was there at least air moving?
No. When I tell you that everything was shut. The fans were not on. There was no window open. They have like a little drive-through window on one of the...
Yeah.
And that was closed. And I mean, everything. Everything was shut down. I'm like, I'm going to sweat. I'm going to sweat some, you know. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you're going to sweat.
Pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah.
So I looked up my my Fitbit. I ended up burning like 700 calories in there in an hour. Mm. Just lifting. Mind you, I'm not like, you know, going back and forth trying to do all these exercises or whatever. Yeah, you're not doing the circuits. Yeah. It was just straight up lifting.
That's good.
So, feel good. I'm a little sore today, though, because I blasted the arms.
That's how you know you did it right.
Yeah, bro. It's like, what the hell you call this over here? Under my armpit? Like by my where the chest starts?
Oh, yeah. Like right that muscle right up
at the
top. Oh, yeah.
Then my shoulders are like fucking screaming still. Because I was doing overhand presses and shit. And I was like, yeah.
Right. See, mine are always like the next day, I feel good. I'm like, oh, man, should that work out? And then the next day, it kicks you in the dick. And you're like, oh, God. The pain.
So have you decided that you're going to go back or what? You're going to start training soon? Or
I'm going to start training soon. It's just been so hectic this week trying to get some stuff done. Work's been pretty hectic with changing of schedules. We now have training coming up that's going to be here in Jax. So I have to try to steer some people to places and do shit like that. But I got to get back. I think I got a pretty decent plan. It's just going to be, I got to get up. I'm waiting to find out what Amanda wants as far as weight-wise. Workout.
Amanda can come work out with me at the yard.
She could.
She's down the street, bro.
She could.
She could make it there in 15 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's up to her. I want her to do whatever she wants to do.
I'm going to have a talk with her and be like, dude, just come try a class.
Yeah.
Try a class if you like it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't come back.
Yeah, I got no issues with that. I want her to. But because it's still one of those, you know, do you want to get up early? Because, see, I would rather her do that, go see you at the yard, than us getting up at 4:30 in the mornings to go to any time.
That's rough.
It is rough. I mean, but it's one of those things where I'm willing to do it with her. Because, frankly, if she wants to go to the yard, I'm going to move my work schedule around to where I'm not going to start working until like 8 o'clock. You know, I start work now at 5:36.
Yeah.
But I have the flexibility. I can move that. I can move that to 8. I can still get up at 6 o'clock. I can go down there in that garage. I can bust out a real good workout with everything I've got down there. You know, do an hour, take a shower, eat, and then come sit up here and be ready to go by 8. And I just have to work till 4:30, you know.
8 to 4:30. That's not bad.
No.
Not a bad schedule.
No. I mean, like right now, I do 6 to 2:30.
Yeah, fuck. My day started today at 4:15. I had to go take my son to the airport.
Oh, that's right. How was traffic for you this morning?
It wasn't bad, bro.
Really? Okay.
The only thing was that
I know 95 was still shut down.
Yeah, 95 was shut down, so I had to go down to Duval and go like by Amazon.
Yeah.
And then go to the airport. But okay. As soon as I saw that the ramp was closed, I'm like, no big deal. It's just an extra five minutes.
One more exit up.
Yeah, and he was early as fuck, though.
Well, yeah, he had to be because you got to go to work.
Yeah. You couldn't take him. Mm-mm. So I'm like, yo, your only option at this point is me coming to you at 5:30 in the morning. I'll drop you off. Your flight's at 9. You wait around 3 hours, but you're going to be there on time.
Yeah.
So, and sure as shit, man, I made it. I normally don't like when I go past 6:30 mm-hmm. at work. I made it to work at 6:29.
Okay.
So I timed it like almost to the T.
Yeah, because what's crazy is my day ended up, my morning, because I initially had meetings set up for. The crazy thing is the place I needed to go to for my meeting was up on North, on 95, up in Yulee, right next to the highway. So I'd already saw the traffic cams and stuff, and the guy I needed to meet was coming out of Georgia, deep Georgia. He was going to be, we were meeting at 8:30. He was leaving his house at 6. He actually texted me at 6 in the morning just to verify what site we were meeting at. And I texted him back. He's like, no, we're not doing this. I was like, 8:30, we're not doing this. It's not possible. You're going to be, because it was taking, from what I was seeing, it was taking people from the moment they crossed the state line just to get to Yulee almost 2 hours.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. That's normally a.
Was that a control fire or?
Nah. I don't know how it started. I can't remember. It started earlier this week, like Wednesday.
It's been over 100 degrees and shit. So yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
But it had to do something with some maybe dry grass. And
well, that's the thing. It's all marsh. It was a lot of it was woods, but it was a lot of marsh and all like that. But then it jumped to 95 yesterday. It actually got over and started burning west at 95. But they contained that, you know, it was just a little spark up. They were able to completely contain that and stop it from going any further. Now it's kind of heading more north. So it'll go up till it hits the river. And then it won't be, unless it jumps the little creek up there, then it won't really be able to go any further. But it's like 450 acres right now. Yeah, it's pretty big.
Wow.
Yeah. But yesterday at 5:36, Tegan needed to go to Publix to get something before we leave for Atlanta. I needed to go get diesel, and I was going to go wash my truck. No, she wanted fingernails. That's what she wanted, was fingernails.
She needed batteries.
Well, I literally get to the front of the neighborhood, and it's a parking lot on Pulaski. It is an absolute parking lot. And I'm going, oh, my God, I have made a huge mistake. So
I'm not a mistake.
It was crazy because literally traffic is moving at like 2 or 3 miles an hour. Okay. This guy left a real big gap. So I just pulled out. And as soon as I pulled out, dude just started laying on the horn.
By the way, a lot of your dads, they should have done that too.
Yes. But I'm just like, bro, we are all going 3 miles a fucking hour. It is not like I got past you or anything like that. What the fuck are you blowing your horn at? What's going on? We are all going to get to the same spot at the same time. Fuck off.
Yeah, nowhere fast.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, he just laid on his fucking horn. Was losing his mind in the cab. He was
losing his shit.
Oh, my God. It was hilarious. I'm just sitting there laughing in the cab. I'm going, this dude, because what can you do?
You ain't going nowhere.
You're not going nowhere. There's no reason to get mad. You can't control any of this. So I just had some tunes crunk on the radio. Me and Tegan and Tyler were in there bebopping in the cab.
Well, let me guess. Was it rap?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was Post Malone. So I don't know. Do you call that? It was 95.1. So,
bro, how the fuck can you call that rap?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, can you? Do you call Post Malone rap?
No, okay. You fucking don't.
Well, what is he? Is he pop?
Probably.
Okay. So pop rap? I don't know. I know Colby absolutely hates him with like every fiber of his being.
Who's Colby?
Little tattoo artist there at Black Eye.
Oh, from Black Eye.
He hates him.
I mean, I don't hate him, but I'm not, you know.
No, he hates him.
I'm not swinging to his music or nothing.
Yeah, the kids like it. And then, you know, it was the song Wow. So it had the, you remember the guy?
I don't.
Okay, so on the news, it's been like about a month or two ago. There was a dance studio here in Jacksonville, and a guy's video went viral. He's an older gentleman, I say older gentleman. He's mid-30s. Shaved head, gray beard. You know, he's a big guy, kind of like me. And he is just ripping it up to wow. I mean, full dance routine, had it pegged. I mean, was perfect at it. The video went viral. Post Malone saw it. The guy went on Ellen. And the guy actually got on to be in the Post Malone's video.
That's dope. My favorite show in the world, though.
What, you like Ellen?
No.
Okay.
I was being sarcastic.
See, I'm more of a Dr. Phil guy.
Well, he's white. Of course you're going
to watch. Yeah. There we go. That's it. You know, I always kind of hated Dr. Phil just because I just really didn't know much of him.
If you tell.
Yeah. But then whenever
his voice annoys me.
Yeah, but then when he was on Rogan that one time, I was like, holy shit, this is actually, he's actually pretty funny.
Well, he's putting up a facade in the show.
Yeah.
You know, he can't be like a dude.
Yeah, and he was kind of like a dude.
Because he hangs out with Ron White.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, on the
show. They play golf and shit together.
Like I hate his show, but I probably would love to hang out with him.
Exactly. That's kind of how I felt.
Have a few beers, tell a few dirty jokes.
Yes.
You know.
That's kind of what I got from it. I was like, okay, so I don't like the show, but I like him.
You know who I like is Dr. Drew.
Yes.
I got to start listening to his podcast.
I have not started that yet.
Because he's like a dude. He's like a regular dude.
Well, I used to listen to him from Loveline.
I could never get into Loveline,
though. Really?
No.
I enjoyed it. Cather Wood was always, you know, because Dr. Drew's always the more professional kind of thing. And then with Cather Wood just going off the fucking rails. But then it used to be.
Wasn't it him and Corolla?
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be him and Corolla way back in the day, like when it first started.
Yeah.
So
I just never got into it. I mean,
it's all right.
Yeah.
It had funny, you know, Corolla.
He brought the comedy. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
Well, and that's kind of what
he was Cather the comic Wood, relief.
That's kind of what Cather Wood is a little bit more comic. So.
But speaking of the news, did you see that Ukraine elected a new president?
Yes, I did.
And he's a fucking comedian.
Yes, I did.
they're talking about how they made history and blah, blah, blah. Motherfucker, hold our beer.
Yeah.
Hold our beer. I mean, you're talking about electing some clown. We've had clowns elected to the presidency, you know, for how long now?
Oh,
forever.
Forever.
So, hey, hold our motherfucking beer. Mm-hmm. We got you beat.
I'm telling you, man, the 2020 is, it's going to be interesting because, you know who the Republican candidate is going to be.
Who?
It'll be Trump. Yeah. Not sure who the Democrats are going to be, but it's going to be really interesting to see what anomaly comes out. Like, is The Rock going to throw his fucking hat into the presidential election?
He'd probably win. The Rock.
He would.
You know, it's all about the fame now. It's not about, you know, how well you can run the country.
Well,
if you're popular among the people.
Yeah.
You know, he is the people's champion.
He is. But I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting because, yeah, the guy's a comedian and he did kind of do it on a spoof. But from what I've read, some of his stances are really what the people in the Ukraine are wanting.
Yeah.
So, you know, he said the right things. He believes the right things.
Well, everybody does that.
Yeah.
They all say the right things to get the vote.
Yep.
Until they get into office and they realize that, fuck, I can't do shit.
Yep. Well, you that's know? One of the reasons why, you know, as much as everybody hates Trump and shit like that, he's been one of the few that have kind of followed through on a lot of the shit he said. Or at least he's definitely tried a lot harder than a lot of others. I know. You hate it. And that's why I try
I don't hate it. I don't.
It gets tiresome.
I don't hate him. I don't love him. I'm indifferent. I don't care for him. Just like I didn't care for Obama.
Well, that's kind of
just the way like I didn't care for W.
Yeah, I kind of think that's the way it should be. It shouldn't be. You shouldn't have unconditional love or hate for the person.
You should
be able to. You know, there's some things I agree with. There's some things I don't agree with, and you should be totally fine to do that. You know, that's the way it should work. That's the way it should work across the board.
I just don't trust any politician. Ugh. Any of them.
No, it's hard to.
They all come in, you know, with good intentions.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to take it all the way to Washington.
Yeah.
And we're going to do this and we're going to, Shut the fuck up. It's the same old song and dance.
Well, and you realize it becomes the same old song and dance because the money. All the money that they have to continually campaign for and build their war chest so they can be reelected. And, you know, it's like, that's why I'm a big fan of, like, you know, there's been a couple senators who tried to introduce term limits to people in the Senate stuff.
The people that are doing good, you don't hear about them.
No.
Because they're not trying to seek publicity.
No.
They're doing the shit. The good shit is being done behind the scenes.
Yeah, a little bit, because it never, you know. And I really think nationally, I don't know, I'm becoming more like your local election means more to you, you know, is going to have more effect on you.
Well,
than
you're
your
part of that community, though.
Yeah, exactly. You're part of that community. You know, you should know who the council people are for your district, you know, and stuff like that. And pay a little more attention to what's going on in your city, you know.
You ever see that movie, The Distinguished Gentleman, with Eddie Murphy?
Oh, God, maybe long. I'm sure I have. That, so they but it's been a long time ago.
So they had this senator from Florida that would win every year, but he passed away. So he changed his name to the same because people just kept voting for the same person. So they did. I believe they didn't put a picture of him in the ballot because, you know, it was part of the plan.
Yeah.
Because they were just going to vote for him blindly anyway. And he fucking won. And then he went up to Washington, you know.
People are like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Who the fuck is this guy? Yeah.
I didn't vote for this guy.
Dude, that movie was dope. But what was I going to say? I had something on my... Oh, speaking of presidential and all that bullshit, did you hear Tommy Chung on Rogan? And,
I have not yet.
And, then I won't spoil it.
I am.
He's got this theory on why Trump got elected, and I'm like, God damn, you must be high as fuck.
Well, yeah.
A lot of times, you know, you would hear to what the things that he was talking about, and you're like, man, that's a lot of years of smoking weed.
Mm-hmm. Does some shit to you.
But it was kind of interesting to hear his perspective.
Yeah, I mean, there again, I think that's one of the reasons why I like Rogan's podcast so much, because he can have some far left loons.
Yeah.
He can have some far right loons. And he has a lot of people that are in the center. But it's always fun to hear when it, like, I know he had, I haven't heard Tulsi Gabbard's one yet.
She was all right. She
I know Rogan's real big onto her.
She was interesting.
Yeah.
You know, she's a former military.
Yep.
So, I mean, I found her interesting. Do I like her? Probably not, because she's a politician now. But,
yeah.
But definitely very interesting.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know. I think more people as.
One thing. Is she a Democrat or a Republican?
She's a Democrat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was just listening to what she was talking about.
I believe she's
I didn't even pay attention to whether she was a Republican or a Democrat. I mean, she was saying all the right things, just like they all do. Just like when Andrew Yang went on Rogan, he was saying the right things. Just like Johnson, you know, former governor of New Mexico, when he went on, he was saying all the right things as well. So,
yeah,
she's an independent.
No, I don't think so. I think she is a Democrat.
Ah, who cares?
Yeah, Democratic Party.
It doesn't matter.
No, really. Still. That's the thing. It's one of those. It's all that team thing. And I'm still a big part of, I think you should take, it shouldn't be a team thing. It should be an idea thing. Who's got the best ideas? If this person's got good ideas and then, you know, this person has good ideas, you should put those together. Doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, independent.
Exactly. I mean, when you have somebody who's like an independent and he has somebody from each party in his, you know, in his staff or cabinet, whatever you want to fucking call it, then I'd be like, all right, cool. Because now everybody's being represented.
Yeah.
But when you have, you know, somebody from one side just looking out for the one side.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to have this side pissed off. And when you elect a guy from this side, then you're going to have this guy pissed off.
Yeah.
And it's so divisive.
Yeah. And that's where we are now.
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately.
I mean, I got friends on both sides.
Yeah.
So and you know what? I could give two shits about what they post. I'm like, I see it and I'm like, moving on.
Yeah, really?
I give two fucks about this political shit.
And because a lot of them have become just too team oriented.
They all are.
And you can't.
They all are. That's the thing.
And you can't have a discussion. That's the biggest thing. I think people have lost the art of a discussion. Like, people just cannot discuss stuff anymore.
Well, they better not discuss some of that shit with me, because I'll be like, you can all suck my ass. Y'all are, you're eating from, you know, sucking from that titty.
Yeah.
And that titty is not good for this person, but their titty's not good for you. Mm-hmm. So, whatever.
Yep. Yeah. So, it sucks. And as long as it's like that, it's going to be tough to ever, you know, get shit done.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Which sucks, because there's a lot of shit that needs to be done for the U.S., you know, vets need to be taken care of more. Yeah. They need to do, you know, they really need to look at the VA. They really need to fix some of the fuck ups in the VA and stuff like that. But, you know, too many people turn it into it's all politics.
Yeah.
So it's like, this isn't a politics thing. Taxes are an everybody thing. You know, those need to be fixed. That's what was funny back in the day, because I kind of did.
Taxation is theft.
It is. But it was interesting. I was kind of watching the timeline of you know, political figures and stuff like that. Then, do you remember back in the day the Ross Perot guy?
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
I remember.
So yeah. You know, his antics and the way he did things changed the entire landscape of the political theater.
Well, he funded his own campaign.
He funded his own campaign. He bought his own airtime. He did all this. Fucking
billionaire.
Exactly. And you know, like, the craziest thing was when he bought that airtime. Came on national TV during prime time and broke down the Federal Reserve and how banking, and this is what they're doing to you. And I mean, had the charts and laid it all out, and people were like, oh, fuck, get him off. That's why you'll never see anybody. Nobody can ever do that again. They passed laws and made it to where you can't do that anymore, because you can't open people's eyes. You got to have people be sheep.
Yeah.
So
that's why I follow none of them. Mm-mm. Fuck y'all.
No, I'm not a diehard for Trump. I'm not a diehard for anybody.
You love him. You love his hair, too.
I love his hair. His hair's great.
Yeah.
It's great hair. It's all natural, too.
It looks like ass hair from somebody.
Somebody.
Just put together. And
but it's real. So I mean, it's there.
And like, excuse me, sir. We run out of horse hair, but we do have some butt hair from a ginger.
Okay, deal. Put it up.
Okay, put it in my head.
Put it in my head. Let me comb it over. I just like to see it wet. That is because, you know, that's when you get the real truth of the matter. Yeah, you know, same thing with like cats. You're like, that's a big cat. No, it's not. Nah, wet it.
Yeah.
It's all skin and bones. I just want to see him take a dive in a pool and come back up.
I don't think he knows what swimming is.
No, he knows.
I wonder if he wears a shower cap.
Mm.
He's gotta.
That's the thing, man. That's the real conspiracy. We need to see his hair wet. You get me photos of that, and you know, I'm game. I'll watch CNN for that.
Jumping in the pool.
Oh God, I'd love it.
Does the White House have a pool?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Kind of interesting though.
It would be.
Guys, I'm gonna go outside. I'm gonna jump in the pool. Did you see that Justin Gaethje called out Conor McGregor?
I did.
Say, I'd love to fuck him up. I'm like, what? Really? I mean, how do you see that going if they actually fought?
McGregor.
You don't think that Justin will give him a fight?
I mean, it'll be a fight, but I think McGregor's hands are better.
You think so?
I do.
What about the kicks, though? Because when that motherfucker kicks you, your legs, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you land enough leg kicks, you'll stop a lot of that power.
Uh-huh.
But can you survive the power long enough to, you know, that's always that gamble. Can you survive the power long enough landing leg kicks and to be able for them to have an effect? Because they're not going to have an effect the first round. They'll start having an effect.
Man, all it takes is like a couple.
A couple, true. But I mean, but they're really going to start having that effect come mid-second, down into the third, you know, when that's really, really bad. But I don't know.
I think it'd be a decent fight.
Oh, I mean, I agree. I think it would be a decent fight. I think anybody fighting McGregor would be a decent fight. Because, I mean, regardless of what you, if you like him, you hate him, he always does a decent fight.
Do you think he's going to fight ever again?
No. I mean, I don't think he will. I could be wrong. He'll probably, if he does, he may do one more. But with the amount of time he's had off and depending on who his opponent is, I know everybody's still like, they want the Diaz rematch again. And it's kind of like, yeah, but if he loses, if he, his, you know, his grappling game hasn't, you know, you can't get to that level. Not in a couple years. Not the same level as Diaz. So if it goes to the ground.
Well, Justin's a wrestler. He's going to get mauled on the ground again.
Yeah. But that's just it. So he comes back.
I mean, he did decent against Khabib.
Yeah. But I mean, Khabib's, that's a different
animal. Yeah, and Khabib is in a different level. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Khabib's for real one of those. There's level to this shit of wrestling.
Okay, let's say that Conor has one more fight. Who do you want it to be?
Cowboy.
Cowboy?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to see a rematch with Khabib?
No.
No?
No. I have a
pretty, what about Tony?
I have a pretty strong feeling how a Khabib rematch will go.
What about Red Panty Night for Tony?
Eh. I'm not as big of a fan as Tony as I am Cowboy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's white.
Oh, Jesus.
You don't want to see the Mexican have a Red Panty Night?
I love Mexicans. Their food is great.
They clean my toilets.
I think we
might get pulled from YouTube because of that comment.
Yeah. No, I think I want to see Cerrone get it because I know it. Whoever gets it, it's a payday fight.
I know, yeah.
And I think, you know, Cowboy he's walked the walk, talked the talk. He's been down the road long enough. I think he deserves a payday fight.
Well, he makes like $400,000 a fight. Not everybody's making that kind of money.
No. But he's talking about going from $400,000 to a $1 million fight, though.
That's true.
Yeah. That's a big difference.
I don't know. What about if the winner of Tony Cowboy? Then they get Red Panty Night with Conor.
Okay. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I still think it would be Cowboy.
Okay.
You know. As long as Cowboy's head is in the right spot for the fight.
Well, you know, he came out and he said he's focused on getting that strap. He's not getting any younger.
No, he's not.
This is his last run.
Yes. Yeah, it really is.
So.
He's got 2 years.
Probably.
That's probably.
Because he's 36, 37?
Yeah. He's got 2 years. He's a kid. You know, his life's changing into a different. This is becoming a new chapter. Different chapter now. So, yeah, this is his last run. You know, if he makes it to the top of the mountain and loses, I don't think he'll make it that far.
Man, I was so high on him back in 2016. My brother and I went down to Orlando to the fights. Mm-hmm. I think it was a fight night, but the main event, it was Cerrone against Dos Anjos for the belt. Man, I was so fucking disappointed because obviously I wanted Cowboy to win.
Yeah.
And he got starched within like 18 seconds. I was like, fuck, man.
Do you see how bad fucking... Now, I know we talked about Sage last weekend, but did you see how bad he got fucked up?
Bro, he had to have surgery.
Holy shit.
He had 9 fractures in his cheekbone.
Dude.
9!
That hit did not look that strong. Not to shatter your face.
Well... It did.
It did. Yeah. I was like,
welcome to ONE Championship.
Right.
Well, apparently the guy has like a ridiculous amount of Muay Thai fights. So
yeah, those Muay Thai fights. I mean, Jesus Christ. If he's a Muay Thai fighter, he was probably fighting at 11, 12.
Well, he's Brazilian, I think. But he hit you with the small gloves, bro.
Yeah.
You know, he fucking. Oh, man. I've seen it a couple of times and I'm like, man. That was pretty harsh.
It was pretty harsh, but I didn't think it was face-breaking harsh.
Well, you know.
But then again, I mean, the same thing, like, remember when Michael Venom Page caved in Cyborg's forehead?
Yeah, it was his skull, bro.
Yeah.
Broke his fucking skull.
And that just looked like a standard knee that you could see on just about any fight night. Right. But then you see the x-ray, you're like, holy shit, dude, you've got a hole in your head.
Yeah.
You almost killed a man.
I'm just glad he didn't die, bro.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, that
could have killed him, yeah.
Yeah. There was brain trauma on that one.
Well, he came back to slap Gordon. Gordon, I didn't appreciate that.
Yes. Did you see Nicky and Uriah Faber have a match coming up?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Uriah.
Yeah, I kind of do, too.
Let's face it, man. That kid is on a tear, too.
Yeah, him and his brother.
It's good. It's like the new Game of Thrones is going to be the lives of Nikki Ryan and Gordon Ryan and Gary. Gary's on a different path. But
he is. But, well, I mean, Gordon wants to go the same path.
I understand. But Nikki's gonna be looking to the throne his brother at some point and be like, yeah. I'm the motherfucking best, motherfucker.
Yeah, I think so. But I think it's gonna be in, you know, a few years.
Imagine if they do like a brother against brother match.
They will eventually. Well, I don't know, because they may not have to because of weight.
Like the WWE back in the day when they did the Hart Foundation. You know, Owen against Brett, brother against brother, first time ever.
Well, but then the Steiners had to go against each other too.
Yeah, but the Hart Foundation was first though.
Yeah, for sure.
They were the ones making history, not the Steiners.
No, even the Steiners were a badass tag team.
I was reading online that Scott Steiner was like a real bully in the back, and like he would haze, you know, other wrestlers and shit.
Yeah, I heard he wasn't a good guy.
Yeah, apparently still not a good guy.
Yeah,
even though he like 97 years old, man. I was listening to that shit. Who was I listening? I think it was Matt Hardy talking about it in some podcast, and I'm like, fuck, what a fucking douchebag. So I kind of lost a little respect for Scott Steiner, the big bad booty daddy.
Yeah,
big papa pump,
the bulldog.
No, that was Rick Steiner.
I thought that was Scott Steiner.
No,
really?
Yeah, his brother was the one that barked, Rick.
Oh
yeah,
wow. Because I would have went complete opposite on who would have been the douchier one.
No, apparently he's like super nice, but you know, he's like, that's his brother, so he wasn't gonna say or do anything.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck.
Apparently, Rick Steiner is a realtor somewhere in Michigan.
I'm sorry, I'm not buying a house from Steiner Brothers.
Why not? I mean, what if he knows?
Because if the closing doesn't go through,
he clotheslined you.
Yeah, I find an issue with the tile, or I say, man, I just don't really like this paint color. You know, some stupid shit like that. He'll just come out and fucking clothesline you, pin you, and be like, nah, you know what? I'm done. I don't want this.
I liked it when his brother was not in WCW yet, but he was like the Varsity Club. It was him and Mike Rotunda. They made a pretty good tag team back in the day.
But didn't he go heel there for a while too?
Yeah, he was heel for a little while.
Because he wore like the chainmail kind of cap and stuff.
Well, that's Scott Steiner. We're talking about Rick Steiner. You are so fucking confused,
I am. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Well, at least they made it to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, so that's okay. Scott Steiner refuses to go into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, cool.
Yeah, see, I would have thought Scott Steiner was the ass, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's the one. That's the one I look at and be like, okay, yeah, no, that guy's an ass. Because the other brother was definitely more all American looking, had the hair.
That's Scott Steiner.
No, it's
not. Yes, it is. God damn it, Rick Steiner had the big old mustache. We wore the headgear. God, you don't know your Steiner brothers.
I must not.
You suck at this.
I do.
Now
I got to look him up.
Scott Steiner had long, like a long mullet back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he cut it.
So that's Scott Steiner and that's Rick Steiner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm on the page now.
You don't know your wrestlers.
I really don't.
You know, AEW, that wrestling promotion based out of Jacksonville?
Yeah.
They're going to have a show here in July. We should hit that up.
Think so?
Hell yeah.
I have never been to a wrestling event.
What?
I have never been to a wrestling event.
You got to be shitting me.
Nope. I have never
been to a wrestling event. Oh, we definitely got to go.
Ever.
Never gotta once. Go. You got to see one of the goats before he retires.
Who's going to be there?
Jericho.
Oh, okay. I hear he's a really good guy.
Well, he's a good wrestler. I don't know about good guy. I mean, I haven't heard anything good or bad about him. You know, it depends whether he wants to be in character and not, you know, want to be left alone. He's talked about it, how a kid somewhere in New York came up to him with his dad and wanted an autograph or whatever. And he stayed in character and refused to give him an autograph. But he said he did it so he could be hated at that show.
Yeah, because he was a heel.
Yeah.
100% heel.
Oh, he's a heel right now, too. I've seen like a little, some of the stuff that he's doing for AEW, going backstage and.
Is that the Bushwhackers?
Oh, bro, you're going way back.
The two guys look goofy as shit with the hats on sideways. Yeah. That's the Bushwhackers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're in the Hall of Fame.
Well, why wouldn't they be?
I always thought they were kind of like a second tier.
So in the WWF, you know how they were wacky and shit?
Mm-hmm.
In Puerto Rico, they didn't play that role. They were like savages.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, anytime they talk about the Bushwhackers, it's like, oh, shit. Like, you know, there was going to be blood. There's going to be chairs. There's going to be some dirty shit.
Backyard wrestling shit.
Yeah, they were not the goofy motherfuckers you know from WWE.
They weren't kid friendly.
Definitely not. Definitely not. And the people will let them know about it, too.
Well, that was the crazy thing. Like, I guess, like, the bigger the stage with, like, the Mexican wrestling, you know, with the mask and all that.
You don't watch Mexican wrestling, bro. There's no white people in that.
I do. I've seen it. I've seen it on like ESPN4 at 2 in the morning.
Okay, whatever. All right. So anyway, continue.
But I've always heard, like, you know, in the lower rankings, that shit's like brutal. It's hard. I mean, it's like bloody. It's rough. And then as they get bigger, it becomes a little more cornyish, a little more character driven.
Yeah.
And stuff. But
well, they're trying to appeal to the whole family. You know, you can't have somebody, you know, in a fucking fire barbed wire ring or something like that, you know. Although in Japan, that's perfectly normal.
Yeah, that's pride. That's fucking MMA fights.
You imagine if they had like the pancreas or the pride fighting championships with barbed wire around the ropes.
I'm surprised they haven't. Honestly, I think they're missing out there. They need to get on that. Well,
Pride is dead, so.
Yeah. Well, it turned into, what is it over
Dream.
There? Dream.
Dream. Whatever the fuck they are. Well, I think it's Rising now.
Yeah. Yeah, after somebody who the fuck is that? Is that the Canadian, the Mountie?
Oh, my God, the Mountie, Jack Rougeau.
Yeah, I'm just looking at all these images when I looked them up. And it's just, you know, it's got a whole bunch of different wrestlers. There's the Mountie. Who's the Olympic wrestler?
Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle.
Yeah, he just retired after like 20 fucking years of wrestling.
And I see the
you suck. You suck.
Of course, the nicest guy ever.
Who?
Cena. Da, 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 da. Yeah, you do that. Tyler will be coming up these fucking stairs.
And his name is.
Yep. Did you call me? Who is this guy? I remember him, but I don't remember. That's Bret Hart. Okay.
That's Owen Hart.
Okay. Well, it came up as Bret Hart.
No, wait. That's the British Bulldog.
Yeah. Bret Hart signed petition. Okay, for the British Bulldog. Okay.
Yeah. Talking about, man. I know my wrestlers.
You do.
I used to watch that shit nonstop. I actually stopped watching like around 2005, you know, after I started watching MMA. You know
what you mean, the mystique of the real wrestling.
Well,
disappeared.
You know, I started to see that the storylines were all so repetitive and
that was Brutus the Beefcake Barber, right?
Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Okay,
because he had that fucking Chippendale bow tie.
Fag. He also had like the spandex, and on the side he was like cut off. We had like mesh. You could almost see like half of his butt cheeks.
Yeah,
like, bro, put on some real spandex. I don't want to see your culo.
The women loved it though.
Okay. Yeah. He just got inducted into the Hall of Fame not that long ago.
Yeah. Let's see. What was the 2018 Hall of Fame? Who is that?
Pull him up.
That's Owen Hart.
Yeah.
God, how many Hart brothers were in? It was just Owen and Brad.
Jim Neidhart was a brother-in-law, I believe.
Oh, is it Hacksaw? No, that's not Hacksaw. That's Hillbilly Jim.
Yeah. Bro, talk about some corny-ass character coming out dancing to that shit that y'all dance to in Callahan.
Oh, my God. Please tell me at least, like, Hacksaw Jim Duggan's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he probably is.
And Junkyard Dog. Oh, I think all those guys from back in those days.
Yeah,
from the
80s, yeah.
Remember the cartoon?
Yeah, of course. Of course, every Saturday morning.
Now, see, you call me racist and everything, but the Junkyard Dog was like my favorite wrestler.
Yeah, well, you used to probably saw him as a token black guy.
I didn't even know what that meant back then, bro.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't. I was just an innocent white kid.
Yeah, your pappy probably told you, hey, that's affirmative action right there.
Why is Kid Rock in these? Get out of here.
Well, he's like performed a couple of songs at WrestleMania.
Jeff
like
Jarrett.
That. Oh my God, Double J.
Yeah, I got the big JJ on the cowboy hat.
Woo. He was a good heel, man. He used to annoy the fuck out of me, but again, good heel.
Yeah, then you know he's a good heel.
Yeah.
So I know that.
Face. That's Lex Luger.
Okay.
Dude, I don't know if you've seen Lex Luger nowadays.
No.
Skinny as fuck.
Oh, really?
And I could barely walk and shit. All those years of roids. And like him, you could tell. Like he had like little bumps in his.
Like abdomen?
In his abdomen and on his back.
Little injection sites.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, come on. You can't say that.
But.
Oh, I remember this.
Although. Bam, bam. He did have a body on him.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
I remember him, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, he did too.
Is he?
Yep.
I remember him because I remember the head tattoo. He was like one of the first people you ever saw with a head tattoo.
You never
like,
saw that shit,
bro. No, you were like, dude, this is a bad dude.
He was all tatted up. Mm. Man, you pulled up a whole bunch of people over there.
Yeah.
You're just going down the line.
Just going down the line, bro.
Are those the inductees? That's
Mark Henry.
Mark Henry, the strongest man in the world.
Yeah. Good Lord. Just remembering some of all these characters from back in the day.
I used to love wrestling.
Batista.
I want to get back into it, but, you know, it's like the WWE right now. I don't want to put them down, but I just can't get into it.
I think it's one of those things where it's almost like once you lose the passion for it, it's real tough to try to. Like, because I do know, like, some of the guys that are my age that are really into it, mm-hmm. they're not into it so much, I guess. They're more into the story. It's almost like guy soap opera. You know, they look for the stories and the little hidden messages and all this shit. Yeah. I'm like, what? Yeah.
I just can't get into it anymore. That's why I'm so excited to see something new like AEW. And, you know, coming out of Jacksonville, of course, I'm going to support it.
Yeah, but I mean, what is it going to do that's going to be new and different than...
Listen, these guys put this company together on a whim. I mean, it was Cody and the Young Bucks, and they wanted to bring independence to another level, basically. So they did a pay-per-view on their own, you know, with no other promotion, you know, no WWE, no nothing. It was just three guys. They put on a pay-per-view with all the top talent from the independents, and they sold it out.
Really?
And that's basically how AEW was born. I was talking to my brother, and he was telling me that, you know how in the WWE, they're considering independent contractors, mm-hmm. so they have to pay for their own hotels, cars, and all that. Apparently in AEW, these guys are going to have benefits. They're going to be employees. So if you're under contract, you know, you have like health benefits and shit like that. And they're paying pretty decent to the point where a lot of guys are not renewing their contract with WWE.
Really?
They're just waiting for it to expire so they can jump ship.
Hmm.
He's been getting back into it more than I am. So he's been keeping me up to date as to what's going on. So.
That's old wrestling.
What are you looking up there?
The Hall of Fame legacy inductees for 2018. I've never heard of any of these guys.
What are the names?
Boris Malenka.
That's Team Malenko's dad, I believe.
Stan the Mask Stanzik.
I've heard of him, yes.
Hiro Matsudo. Jim.
Matsudo, yes.
Jim Lindis. Sputnik Monroe. I have heard of him just because of the name Sputnik.
I have not heard of Sputnik.
Rufus R. Jones.
I have heard of Rufus.
Lord Alfred Fred Hayes.
Yep.
Dara Singh. Cora Combs. And El Santo.
El Santo. Yeah, he's a Mexican wrestler.
Yeah.
Obviously. Does he have his mask on?
He does.
Okay.
Of course he does. Come on. I did see something a while back about, like, I guess there were two Mexican wrestlers who were, like, huge, huge, huge. They actually had their own TV show where they were, like, crime fighters. So they were in...
It must have been in Mexico.
Oh, it was. It was for sure in Mexico. But it was just... It was, like, almost... You remember the Batman from the 60s?
Yeah.
That style show?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That's what it was. Yeah. But it was Mexican wrestlers were the main heroes.
Who were the wrestlers? Let me guess. Was it Demon and Mil Máscaras?
One was the Blue Demon because he always had the blue suit on.
Okay.
And the mask. But the other one was a much bigger dude. Gold.
Probably Mil Máscaras. Because he would have 1,000 masks.
Okay.
So now, did they not have this kind of thing in? I guess that's purely a just... Because to me, that's kind of a...
They had the movies, though. Where I think it was El Santo. No, it was either Blue Demon or Mil Máscaras had some movies. And they would make it to Puerto Rico and like on a Sunday afternoon.
But I mean, was that just a purely Mexican theme?
Yeah.
The masks and everything?
Yeah.
Like for the wrestling in Puerto Rico, they didn't have
In Puerto Rico, there was... let me see. They had the Super Medics. They wore masks.
The Super Medics?
Los Super Medicos. Okay. Yeah. But translation, the Super Medics.
Okay.
And... it was an all white mask, and on the side it had that that logo where it's like the snake curling,
like the nurse logo.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, and it was on the sides, and that was pretty fucking dope. Who else had mask? The Invaders, and that's their actual name, the Invaders, and their mask was pretty dope. That was my favorite mask. Yep. Like if I could find a mask right now, I'll probably snag one. Oh, here you go. You're going to go on eBay or something. So type in Invader Puerto Rico wrestler. See what comes up.
Oh, we got a picture from a guy wrestling.
Let me see. That's it.
Is it?
Yep.
All right. That crazy wrestling match. Invaders number 3 versus Manny Fernandez.
Oh, my God.
Blood everywhere.
I remember that shit. Bro, I was a kid. Bro, I'm telling you, I did not miss a show.
Now, okay, so the way it's kind of looking, because I'm looking here, you've got Jose Gonzalez.
That's the Invader number 1.
Invader number 1. Then you had Invader 3.
Yep.
So what was it, just like if you had you were an Invader?
Well, they were a tag team.
Well, then who was 2?
2, I don't know who 2 was. I think it began with 1 and 2. Something happened with 2, and then 3 came into the picture.
Okay.
3 got hurt, and then Jose's brother... Maelo became number 4.
Vader's task force.
No, that's something else, bro. Damn, we're going down a rabbit hole of wrestling here.
For sure, right?
I mean, fuck. Type in Vader 4 and you'll see.
There's the old.
Well, I don't know if you... Well, do you remember Bruce or Brody?
I remember the name. I can't picture him, but I do the name.
Pull him up. You'll see.
What is it?
Bruce or Brody.
That guy?
Remember him now?
Yes. Oh, my God. Look at his fucking forehead.
He was like 6'6", 250 pounds, 260 pounds.
Mm. Stan Henson, Bruiser Brody.
That was a great tag team back in the day.
And samurai outfits.
That was when they were probably going to Japan.
Yeah. Oh, dude. That's some old school shit.
That is.
I mean, look at that picture. That's some old school wrestling shit.
Fuck yeah. Yep. Stan Hansen had the lariat clothesline that would knock people out. That was fucking dope.
Oh, man.
So, Bruiser Brody was killed by the Invader number 1.
Really? Like, legit killed?
Yeah. Like...
Oh, shit.
He gutted him.
No, oh, like, in a wrestling match or, like, on
no,
the streets?
No, in the dressing room.
No shit.
Yeah, apparently the story goes... Oh, hold on. I have to say allegedly.
Okay.
Because nothing was ever proven. But the story goes is that Bruiser Brody was kind of hard to work with in Puerto Rico, at least. And he didn't want to put people over, you know. So some of the guys were upset, you know, that he didn't want to do business, as they call it.
Right.
And the Invader set him up, called him up into the... into the dressing room, and he
stabbed him several stab wounds to the stomach.
Yep.
July 17th, 1988.
Yep.
In a Puerto Rican locker room.
Yep.
Teddy Atlas was there.
Tony Atlas.
I'm sorry, yeah, Tony Atlas. Witnessing the murder.
Yep.
Woo.
He was the only one that came forward to help Bruiser Brody out. Everybody else just the story goes that everybody just stood around and they didn't do anything. Tony Atlas was supposed to be the only one that helped him out.
Wow.
But again, allegedly.
Yeah.
I was a kid. I was 12 years old, so I don't really know what happened. All I know is that the invader was gone for a little while. You didn't see him on TV anymore, and you would read on the newspapers about the case and all that. But he never did any prison time.
No shit.
No. I don't know what happened. And to this day, even when they try to like do the a documentary and investigate what really, really happened, nobody wants to talk.
Well, Viceland did a thing on it.
Yeah, but they didn't get to the conclusion of it.
Really? Wow.
They didn't get to what really happened because nobody wanted to talk.
Damn.
Like they would call like, you know, like the people in charge of the case and they wouldn't give out any information. Like even to this day, you call and you try to ask about the case or whatever and they won't give you any information.
Not going to turn on a hometown hero.
Which is basically what Vice, because I saw the Viceland documentary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was good, man. You should watch it.
That's crazy.
Oh, speaking of documentaries, Rogan had also Ed Calderon.
I know. That's actually queued up. I'm listening to that.
Oh, my God. That was such a fucking great podcast. Because
I've been following him on Instagram for probably about 3 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I got turned on to him from the Shark Work or the guys who do a lot of the self-defense, knife works, and shiv works. Okay, I got turned on from shiv works from him. So I've been following him and reading all the stuff he puts on Instagram, the counter custody stuff. And he's been like really pushing for like the last year wanting to come on, especially when.
Rogan follows him on Instagram.
Yeah. But I guess a couple months back, Rogan had a Mexican journalist on the podcast. Okay. And he was talking about the cartel stuff. And Ed was going fucking nuts on Instagram going, this dude's wrong. All this shit's wrong. Yeah. This is not how it happened. This is, you know, please, well, God, get me on the podcast to fix this.
Yeah.
So I literally, when I saw it, I watched about 15 minutes of it on YouTube, and I was like, just stop. I'm going to listen to it on the way to Atlanta.
It was fucking great.
I hope it is.
No. It is.
Good.
It is. Like, when I get home, I want to see that documentary that he was talking about. It's called Mexico's Bravest.
I've seen that.
Is it good?
Yes.
Have you seen Cartel Land?
Let me rephrase. I have seen Cartel Land. I have not seen the other one.
Okay.
So
Cartel Land was good.
Cartel Land was good too, but then it also showed how good guys fall. That's the part that sucked about Cartel Land.
Bro, I was like, wow, good for you.
Yeah.
Stand up for the people.
Yeah.
Do the right thing. And at the end, he was just a scumbag.
Yeah. It's fucking heartbreaking because you were like, dude, this guy wants to clean shit up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, no, he really doesn't.
Yeah, he just wants to
leave. He wants his cut.
Yeah.
And he wants to fucking get some poon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that kind of sucked. But man,
I was so disappointed after watching that.
But it was, you know, that's a snapshot into how it really is. You know, I guess, you know, as they say, absolute power
corrupts. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I do remember watching that. I watched that. God, that's when I probably watched that documentary 2 years ago.
Yeah, I watched that a couple years ago too, and I thought it was great up until the end.
Yeah.
I'm like, motherfucker.
Well, that's how you know it's a good thing, because you get invested in it.
And I
like,
know, right?
It, and then when the tables turn, you're like, fuck.
But you know, he was also Ed Calderon was also talking about El Chapo and how, you know, they glorify him, but he's doing more for his community with hospitals, schools, and shit like that than the government is.
Yeah. Well,
so how do you expect the people to turn on somebody who's taking care of you and taking care of the community?
That's just like there's a couple small towns here in Florida and the Gulf Coast. The only reason why they're there was because the cartels basically built them. They were small little podunk nothings.
Yeah.
They're the ones that came in there and put like
money
into them, built the infrastructure for this place, you know, gave them a police force, gave them, you know, medical services and shit like that. All they have to do, we're going to give you all this. All you have to do is when you see our boat come in, just turn the other way.
Yeah.
Let the boat go. And they did it. And I mean, those towns are still, they're still there. You know, they're not being used the same way, but that's how they were started.
I would find it really hard to turn on somebody who is helping myself and the community, you know, whether they're doing the things that they're doing.
Well, it's, you know, because that was when it was, I guess you can't say honest work, but I mean, that's when it was, it wasn't cartel war like it is now.
Well, you got to remember too, you know, a lot of the things that happen that are really bad, it's within the drug business.
Yeah.
It's not like they're taking the people from their community and, you know, slaying them.
Yeah. But a lot of people do get caught in the crossfire.
Yeah, they do, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know, but
I'm sure Ed talked about Tijuana a good bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and about how, you know, the people of Tijuana, they don't want that, but it's everywhere. And I mean, they're having gun battles in the streets and shit like that, you know.
Well, I show you the video from Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah. That's probably like every fucking day. In Tijuana.
Well, Tijuana's back to the number one most dangerous city in the world.
Yeah. And it ain't because of the donkey shows. It's because of fucking cartels.
Well, you know.
But there again, it's one of those things where I think back in those days, it was more. I think you had mainly like one cartel who was doing most all the moving. So they really didn't have competition to have to battle it. And
we've seen Narcos Mexico, yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking, you know, a lot of people did not like Narcos Mexico. I thought it was a good show, you know.
I haven't watched it.
You haven't?
I have not. I watched first season of Narcos and then I stopped. Well, I got sidetracked.
I loved the first three seasons with Pablo Escobar. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy the show.
He's another one where, like, I mean, yeah, he was a horrible drug boss, but I mean, look at what he did for his community.
Yeah.
You know?
Same thing, yeah?
Yeah. It's a real, it becomes where, you know, everybody's like, oh, there's good and bad.
But at one point, I think they wanted him out because he was creating too much chaos.
Yeah. You know, for sure.
The bombs, you know, the assassination of political, you know, figures, you know, it got a little out of hand. And the show showed all that.
Yeah.
You know, but he was another one who was helping out his community.
Yeah, I think they all start out like that, but then when it gets to a point, it's, you know. But hey, he brought hippos to, you know, South America. They're still there.
I heard. I saw the Grand Tour show where they were talking about it.
Yeah, they're referenced as Pablo Escobar's hippos. These are his hippos.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, they've bred and they've, you know, they're a big community there. It's like. They're not hippos. These are Pablo Escobar's hippos.
Yeah.
You know?
He had a big old hacienda.
Yes, he did.
But, you know, I mean.
But you learned there's gray.
Yeah, there is.
Not everything's black and white.
Yeah.
There's gray.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I don't think there's always, you know, I do think there's good people. I do think there's bad people. But then I think there are a vast majority of people who are just gray.
You know, in the media, these guys are painted, you know, as bad, as evil. But on these shows, they show like a more human side of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear some people talk about them, yeah, there was a caring part somewhere in there where they took care of their community, you know, with the hospitals, the schools, you know, shit like that. So, I mean,
they catch a lot of fucking heat whenever they show that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I do remember Narcos. There were a lot of people who were upset with the first season of Narcos because they did not like the way that they
were portraying him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're portraying him too nice. You're portraying him, you know, he was a, you know, a murderous, you know,
well,
this and that.
Let's put it to you this way. If you're not in the drug business, then you most likely are not going to come across him.
No.
If you're in that business.
You're going to come across him.
Then you're playing a very dangerous game.
Yeah.
Especially if you want something that he has, you know, like routes and, you know.
Yeah. You're not going to go sit down and have a talk and go, hey, man, I really want to.
A piece of your action.
Yeah, I
want
to do these routes. You know, it's closer to my house. Yeah. It's easier. You know, how about you just give them to me? And he's going to be like, you know what? That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to give you that $360 million I make, you know.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. You can have that.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's been costing me too much in fuel to really hit those parts.
Right.
The logistics are just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I think you put it perfectly. There is a gray area. You know, and for Escobar and El Chapo, you know, them helping their communities, you know, it's almost admirable, you know, that you would take care of your community when the government isn't.
Well, that's one of the things that a lot of people were they didn't.
And people don't get me wrong. I'm not condoning, you know, violence and, you know, shooting other people and hanging them and cutting their heads off. No. I'm not saying none of that. I'm saying that at least these guys had enough of a heart to take care of their community and people that needed medical services and, you know, schools for their kids and shit like that.
Well, that's why it was so hard to, like, really get the, well, you know, the mafia. Because the mafia was, they took care of their neighborhoods.
Yeah.
They took care of their people. You know, shit didn't, they policed their neighborhoods. You know, shit didn't happen in their neighborhoods. It happened in other places.
Why is it now called a cartel when it's really like a mafia?
I think cartel just came from Latin America. That's the mafias from, you know, south of the equator and in Mexico. They're just called cartels.
Okay.
I don't really think there's a difference between a cartel and a mafia.
It's a family.
It's a family.
It's a syndicate.
Yeah, basically. Maybe a mafia is more family lined. You know, because you know, progression through the mafia was definitely based more on family than, whereas I think more cartels is probably more chosen and deeds and stuff like that, you know. But I mean, a lot of people didn't have ill will towards the mafia. Law enforcement did, but the people in the communities and stuff like that, they wouldn't turn on them. They wouldn't say anything about them.
No. Well, they knew better, too.
Well, they knew better, but they also
knew. Snitches get stitches.
True. But they also knew that their neighborhoods and their communities were taken care of and were safe.
Yeah.
Because the mafia was there. You didn't have guys slinging crack and shit like that.
Although Whitey Bulger, I heard that he was a little
loose cannon. There's where I think you start getting to their, you know, a lot of people are gray.
Yeah.
And then you have somebody who's just evil. And that was, you know.
I heard that he died a horrific death in jail.
Yes, he did. Yep.
Like
they caved his face in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible. He was in his 80s, I think.
Yep. 80s, and I think it was the first day he got put in gin pop.
My God.
And the first
day. I mean, they had to know that some shit like that was going to happen.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you're if you work at a prison, you know who could be around who, what can be around what, and what's going to happen if these two things intermingle. And it's just like.
Fucking Tommy Chong was making it seem like jail was great. But
For him.
I'm sure he didn't go to the same jail that some of these people are going to.
No, he probably went to a jail in California.
They're talking about they had like a pool hall.
Yeah.
They played tennis.
Yeah, he was probably in a very minimum security, almost halfway house style place.
Fuck. He said he was sad to leave. I'm like, man, I'd be like fucking stoked. Although he got put in that shit for something stupid.
Yeah.
Selling bongs. Come on.
Yeah.
And look at him today, selling weed.
Exactly.
Legally.
That's what's crazy.
Legally in 5 countries.
Yeah. That's what's crazy. Is like if they do, I think that's one of the big hangups on why they're having a real hard time federally legalizing marijuana is because of the amount of people who are in jail. On marijuana charges.
You got to let them go.
That's the thing. How do you do that? Because that's going to be.
You let them go.
That's going to be like 50% of the prison population.
Good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those guys are nonviolent criminals.
Well, they may have went in as nonviolent.
You're fighting for your life at some point in there.
For sure.
You release all those guys that went in for nonviolent crimes.
Well, and that's why the guards unions and all like that are really fighting against it, especially the private prisons and stuff.
Prison for profit.
Yeah.
They're going to lose money.
Exactly.
But all those people do not deserve to be there for fucking weed.
No, they don't.
Jails are for criminals who commit heinous crimes.
Yes.
You know?
Robbery, murder, rape, assaults.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Crimes where there's actual victims. Yeah. I'm sorry. Selling weed. You know, I mean, unless it's weed laced with some fentanyl and shit, which, I mean, that is an issue nowadays. That's the scary thing. I was talking to one of my buddies who smokes, and I was like, bro, I wouldn't even know where to, like, if I wanted to smoke, I wouldn't even know where to buy it. I was like, because.
Boats and Roses.
Well, I mean, it's just.
In California.
It gets crazy because there's been quite a few busts where weeds, they've tested it, and it's been laced with fucking fentanyl.
But here's the question. Why would somebody who's selling weed want to kill?
Yeah, I don't know.
His clientele.
I don't know. I don't know if the fentanyl offers, you know, if it's one of those things where a little bit of fentanyl offers this feeling.
An extra high.
But then if you go just a bit too far, you start killing people, dropping dead. Because that fentanyl shit's, I mean, that shit is dangerous.
Well, it's a fucking chemical.
I mean, there's been cops that have dropped dead from it, from just touching it and getting it on their hands and not having gloves on. Not knowing that it was fucking fentanyl, and the next thing you know, they're dead. Yeah, I think that's happened 2 or 3 times now. So
gotta wear them gloves.
You gotta wear them gloves. But I mean, Jesus Christ, you're dealing with something where just the touch of it on your skin. I mean, I remember there was a guy we used to laugh about it. He OD'd, but he OD'd on
He OD'd, but he died because he ran into traffic.
And you were laughing at him? For
well, because the reason why he did is he bought...
Was he black?
No. He he went and bought a sheet of acid, stuck it in his back pocket, and was walking down the street in the middle of summer.
Oh, he seeped through the pants.
Seeped through the pants, sweated and all like that. So basically...
Oh, he got his spores, yeah.
He got a dose of a full sheet, like 100 hits of acid. Ran out into fucking traffic on 103rd Street and just took a fucking header right into a truck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kind of like Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was going to do that. I fucking knew that he was going to do that because he wanted to go out like his dad.
Yeah. But yeah. Because, I mean, I'd done... Well, never mind. We'll pump the brakes on that story.
Yeah, let's not talk about that. God, we went down a fucking rabbit hole.
I know. How'd we go from wrestling to fucking cartels and all like that?
I have no idea. Shit. Did you see that Paulie Maginoli spit on out?
I did.
Arm low, Bob.
Then hit him with the mic.
Like yeah.
Bopped him on the head.
Dude, these guys really don't like each other.
No, they don't.
He's like, stand back, bro. Stand back.
I know. He looks.
Stand back. Don't get close.
Him with that fucking hat and that suit.
Don't get close. And all of a sudden, you're like, I warned you. I warned you. Ah, that was.
Did you hear Rogan say that he's changed his stance about the bare knuckle fights?
Yeah. He thinks now there's a.
Yeah. A little bit of padding's good.
Yeah. A little bit. Because he was, for a long time, he was a proponent of no gloves.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but he also wanted it a big open area.
Yeah, he wanted like a football field. Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
Bro.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that. But, I mean, it's interesting to see where, you know, they're for, because he was a proponent of that for, a good 2 years.
At least.
You know, where he talked about it.
Every fight night that we did talk about.
Every fucking fight night. Because even it became a joke. Yeah, you want him to fight in the fucking football field. You
know? Yeah.
But now that he's seen a couple of the bare knuckle fights, I mean, he is right. It destroys their faces.
Well, the next one is here in Tampa. Well, I say here, but it's in Tampa, I believe June 22nd, and that's when they're fighting.
Yeah. I mean, I watched Lieben's fight, bare knuckle fight. Jesus Christ.
They're going to have it on pay-per-view, but I'm not sure I want to pay $30 for that.
Yeah.
Maybe $9.99, but...
I don't know.
But $30?
I mean, I'll have to look and see how many fights are on that card. If you give me 7 fights, I might drop $30 for it, just to watch a bare knuckle fight.
That's kind of brutal, man. I don't...
It is. But it's something different than the UFC.
Oh, I know.
You know?
But you also have... One championship.
True.
Or Bellator if you want something different.
True. True. Yeah, but I mean, that's still...
Boxing.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
But, I mean, is bare knuckle... Do you put it in... I mean, I'm trying to say, I mean, do you put bare knuckle in the same category as MMA?
Not really.
Yeah. So, see, I mean, you're getting a different product.
It's like, almost like boxing, but not.
Yeah. I mean, because you know an MMA is a fight. Boxing is a fight. Okay, well, bare knuckles, these are fights too, but these are like fights on a different level, it seems. It feels like it. I don't know if it's just because it's a more visceral, it's just
more dangerous to me.
Well, I don't know if I feel it's more dangerous, but it's definitely more bloody.
Well, it's more, dude, I mean, you have no protection.
No.
The glove gives you a little bit of padding.
Yeah.
You know, and then boxing gloves gives you a whole lot of padding.
Yeah.
Although, you know, somebody punches you with a boxing glove, it's going to fucking hurt.
Yeah.
Especially.
But I mean, the whole concept behind the glove was so you could hit harder. It wasn't for protection. It was so that, because remember, that was Tank Abbott was one of the ones who first started coming out with gloves, because he realized he could tape his hands, put gloves on, and he could hit a motherfucker harder and not have to worry about breaking his hands. So that was
gonna break your hands.
You are, but you
that
could,
was, that wasn't.
But you don't have to worry so much about your wrist. You don't have, you know, because everything's taped up. You know, it wasn't they didn't do gloves for protection. At first, I think really it was
Tank. In order to be considered a real sport,
yeah,
by a commission,
yeah, I think
you needed some sort of padding.
Well, I mean, the first couple UFCs didn't have gloves.
Oh, I know,
they were bare.
Uh huh.
Yeah. And I mean, they allowed fucking groin strikes and
oh,
I mean,
yeah,
Jesus,
dude, that was brutal.
That one dude, I don't know what his name is, but he never had kids. There's no way he had kids. Yeah, dude, twisted his fucking nuts like a pretzel.
Yeah. That was dirty.
It was, but it was a fight.
They should at least say no No striking to the nuts, no gouging of the eyes, and no fish hooking. That should have been it.
Yeah, because if you ever seen a real fish hook put on somebody, that's bloody as because you rip the side of their face off.
Yeah.
You know, that's horrible.
Why so serious?
But yeah, I'll have to look it up because, I mean, if it's a decent amount of fights, I might actually drop 30.
30.
If I do, I'll call you up and be like, yeah, well, I'm doing it.
June 22nd.
I don't even know where to get it on, though. Where I could, I don't know if I'd have to bounce it off my iPad onto the Apple TV or what.
Probably Fight TV.
I have to see if there's an app.
Yeah, there is an app for Fight TV.
I have to see if I can get it on my Apple TV and just go straight from there.
I have it on my Fire Stick.
Okay.
I just don't buy the pay-per-views. They have all kinds of, they have boxing, kickboxing, MMA, wrestling. They have all kinds of shit on Fight TV.
Yeah, see, like now I just go, a lot of times if I want to watch fights, I still just go to my Fight Pass and go look and see what's, Alaskan Fighting League or, you know, one of those. Hell, I was watching PFL last night.
Oh, how was that? I forgot about it.
It wasn't bad. It was some pretty good fights.
I was doing the virtual tour and I got sidetracked because I was researching all kinds of shit. And when I look at the clock, I'm like, fuck, I got to be up in 5 hours.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, I got to go to bed.
Yeah, that was me last night. Like me and Tyler, he got some Legos for his birthday. So he was, and he didn't have to go to school today. So he spent like, basically I picked him up yesterday from the moment he got home till when he finally wrapped it up at 11. He was doing nothing but building that Lego set.
Which was what?
It's from the video game Overwatch. It's one of the maps, and it's got a giant shuttle and stuff. So he's big into Overwatch, which was cool because as he was building his Overwatch Legos, they actually had the Overwatch League on ESPN. And Amanda was kind of going, what the fuck is this? I'm like, this is esports. You know, this is huge. You know, if you don't know, esports is huge. It really is. I mean, they sell NFL numbers to these events.
Well, you know, it's 5:15. Your wife should be home soon.
Yes, she should be.
And you guys are about to head to ATL.
Yep. I go this weekend, then I get a break, and then I think me and you go.
2 weeks, June 7th.
Yep. So I'll drive.
And we're going to go see Uncle Joey, cocksuckers.
Uncle Joey. Yeah. At the I think it's at the
Tabernacle. Yeah.
Yeah. This will be the second time I've been to the Tabernacle.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be good.
We're going to be riding that Tesla, aren't we?
Yep, I think so. I think they'll be there.
Yeah.
I think dads will be there. I'm not sure about moms yet.
That's cool.
So we'll be in the S.
Yeah.
Because dad already got rid of the Audi. What? Oh, yeah. Well, he found out he needed a new battery. We were talking about it the other day. So they needed a battery for the Audi. Huh? So he priced it out through Audi. So what it's going to cost. Yeah. It's going to cost like $700.
Why?
Because the battery, they have to completely reprogram the car once they hook the new battery up. The battery is underneath the front seat, so they actually have to remove the fucking front seat. Yeah, it's crazy what it costs.
Which Audi did he have?
Q7.
Oh.
Yeah.
No wonder.
Yeah. It was the high-end one. I
think it's a beast.
Oh, yeah. And diesel, you know, so, but he was like, $700? Fuck you, no. So, so he went to like AutoZone.
Ass. I'm buying a new car because of it.
Yeah. So I think he went to AutoZone or something, checked in with them. It's like, yeah, can you do a battery for? Because, you know, a lot of these places, if you buy a battery, they'll install it.
Yeah.
So he's like, you know, I need a new battery. They're like, yeah, cool. What is it? He told him what it was. He's like, yeah, no, we don't do those. You got to go to Audi.
Yeah. They don't have the programming systems and all that shit.
So then dad was kind of like, yeah, fuck it. Selling it. It's gone. He sent me a text. He's like, you know, FYI, Audi's gone. So we'll be doing two vehicles this weekend everywhere we go.
Two vehicles? Why?
Well, because we've got mom, dad, Amanda, me, the kids, and then my grandmother's up there. So there's, what is that, seven of us. So the Q could fit seven
back in the day.
Yeah, three, and then two.
Yeah.
Well, my truck can't fit seven, and mom's Lexus can't fit seven. So we'll have to probably do girls in the Lexus, and then me, dad, and Tyler will be in the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Manly truck.
I'll let dad drive it because, one, it's a diesel, so he loves that shit.
All right.
But.
Well, cool. Anything else you want to add before we go?
No, other than we really didn't talk about much other than drugs, cartels,
goddamn, wrestling,
and wrestling for an hour and a half.
This was awesome. Guys, go watch, what is it, Mexico's Bravest Man and Cartel Land.
Yes.
So, anyway, also, episode was brought to you by Sportzilla. We couldn't share on Sportzilla because for some reason Facebook was not allowing us to stream it.
Yeah, Facebook being done.
It looks like Facebook is not going to allow us to stream anymore. So it looks like we're moving to YouTube.
Yep, we'll have to do some rearranging.
Yep. So anyway, thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your support. And we'll catch you next week. Peace. We'll be right back.